VOA on V Radio.
Hi, V listeners. Ariano Arifin kembali dalam VOA on V Radio Celebrity Update. Film terbaru Kevin Costner yang berjudul Black or White menyinggung sejumlah masalah diskriminasi ras yang akhir-akhir ini banyak menjadi pembahasan di Amerika. Saat mempromosikan film ini, Kevin menceritakan bahwa pengumpulan dana untuk memproduksi film ini merupakan tantangan yang cukup besar, tak semudah sekedar menelpon seorang produser.
The phone call will get picked up, but I mean the style of movie that is being made, and I mean there's nobody that read Black or White that said it was bad. They all said it was great, but it didn't exactly fit. My problem is I couldn't fall out of love with this once I read it because I thought, oh my God, we have a real big secret with this movie. The same way with something like Field of Dreams. I mean, it's a little simple movie, but when I read it, I thought, you know, if we pull this off, we could make a...
Kevin ingin membuat film yang bisa berpengaruh dan abadi. Sehingga akhirnya, ia memutuskan untuk mendanai pembuatan film ini dengan uangnya sendiri.
I did. My longtime friend Rod Lake and I, we paid for it all. And it was, yeah, I think it has a chance to stand the test of time. It's certainly an authentic look at where we're at in this country with race today. So what wanted to happen did happen.
Kevin Costner mengakui bahwa saat kecil ia pun pernah mengalami hidup di sebuah tempat di mana masalah diskriminasi ras merupakan hal yang umum.
I was around a subtle form. I was born in Compton, California and 1955 was there for 7-8 years and you know that word used to be used a lot in joke, never to somebody's face, never I never saw it ever used in anger, but it was used in words like joke and so I'm around that. I hear that. I hear that extended family. I heard that, you know, word, you even used that word myself as a young person, as a moment in time where that fades away. It's not appropriate anymore. So, I've seen it, but I've never, I've seen ugliness for sure.
Dalam pembuatan film ini, Kevin juga melakukan sejumlah adegan di mana isu rasisme dibeberkan secara vulgar. Bahkan sejumlah produser memintanya membuat adegan alternatif seandainya adegan tersebut dinilai terlalu kasar. Namun Kevin bersikeras melakukannya.
There was talk about it. Well, I funded it. There was no way I was going to do this any... there's no point in dancing around this subject. And the success of the movie, the enjoyment of the movie, is that the words do get said. And in a normal breakdown of an argument, you can walk away. But people watching a two-hour movie, they see this word, and maybe they want to go out of the theater. But all of a sudden, if they hang another 5 minutes, something else happens. And this movie really, really ends up being about a lot of things that people, I think, wish they'd be able to say.
Dan menurut Kevin, ia sangat bangga dengan hasil akhir dari film ini.
You get a chance once in a while to make a movie that can stand the test of time and travel. It's way that's value is above and beyond its opening weekend.
Judul film ini adalah Black or White. Okay, V listeners, sekian informasi seputar Kevin Costner kali ini. Dari Washington DC, saya Ariano Arifin. Thank you for tuning in to VOA on V Radio.
The Voice of America.
VOA.